在第一次的公眾參與裏面，我們收集到的意見，包括是公眾的意見和政府他們一些發展方案的意見，我們是 再次去跟進。由於這個題目是挺大的，我們一會就會請政府的顧問和政府規劃署同事幫我們去簡介一下。但我想首先呢就有少少組織一下先。在一間政府部門，他們會給個 PowerPoint， 那個 PowerPoint 裡面其實 都已經是、即分了幾個大的類別。第一個類別呢就是、有關、啟德這塊地呢個發展裡面，在過往的規劃至到今天的規劃裡面，政府根據政府政策，根據過往規劃裡面已經定了呢就、幾個主要的發展項目，總共呢是有六大的發展項目的。咁呢六個發展項目呢就譬如明顯嘅就例如郵輪碼頭啊，或者係即係直升機停機坪，或者係一啲大嘅表演場所、運動場所嗰類嘅大嘅項目，喺第一階段呢本嘢裏面我哋都有提到出嚟，同埋都有俾公眾去俾意見嘅。咁換句話講呢，就政府有佢嘅資料，公眾亦都有佢嘅意見。咁我哋今日嘅目的呢就係想再對於呢啲政府提出嚟嘅主要發展嘅嘅內容呢係去更加多去了解，以方便呢我哋喺下一階段嘅時候我哋去即係進行公眾參與嘅時候呢就可以提供到多啲資料去俾公眾去一同研究討論。咁首先呢就係、是、即係呢六個大嘅項目。咁然後呢就第二大部分呢係我哋喺第一階段裏面收集到公眾嘅意見，裏面有關一啲概念嘅，即係所謂 concepts 嘅。咁第三部分呢就係、是、公眾俾嘅一啲實質嘅發展嘅意見，即係一啲 project 嚟嘅、project ideas 或者係啲發展嘅 development proposal 嚟嘅。咁我哋會分呢三大方面咁去睇呀。咁由於呢個內容就的確好複雜，好複雜嘅。咁所以我想就首先即係提一提大家，亦都 refresh 上我哋嘅 memory， 而家我哋係去到邊一個階段呀。咁我哋現在呢係睇緊第一階段裏面公眾參與俾到我哋嘅資料。咁而我哋最終希望呢就去到第二階段可以做到呢幾個概念出嚟嘅，所謂 concept plan。 咁然後跟住呢就再有發展到成為一啲所謂 outline development plan， 然後呢先至會畫到去一張分區法定大綱圖，一個 outline zoning plan。 咁但係而家我哋未去到嗰啲階段嘅，我哋只係呢暫時嘅目標係希望去到第二階段個 outline concept plan。不過由於上一兩次的會議裏面大家都很熱烈討論，亦都提供了一個意見，認為我們在公眾參與裏面我們就不應該是只是收了意見然後就走去做幾個 concept 出來，而我們應該去更加認真地去考慮這些意見，還有就甚至邀請公眾和我們一起去想想怎樣去做一些 concept 出來。所以有所謂呢第 1.5 階段這個概念，咁所以我哋就決定咗呢係喺做第二階段嗰幾個 concept plan 之前呢，我哋而家再做多啲現狀我哋做嘅功夫。咁今日嘅第四項議程呢就另一個好重要嘅議程，就係我哋希望大家可以同意到呢點樣做好呢個所謂 1.5 階段，即係與公眾一同去做嗰幾個 concept plan 出嚟。咁為咗預備呢樣嘢呢，我哋就曾經開過一啲工作嘅會議嘅，咁亦都上次同埋今次會議中間有一個 working meeting 嘅，咁亦都有好大部分嘅委員參加咗。咁或者我不如就喺第三項開始講進入正題之前呢，請或者秘書同我哋輕輕講下我哋嗰個工作嘅會議裏面嘅啲重點先，好嗎？
係，多謝主席。就第呢、這個我哋喺今個月初咧，2月3號嘅時候咧，就小組委員會就開咗個工作會議嘅。咁個最主要目的咧，就係想加強呢個委員會裏邊委員之間嗰個溝通嘅功夫。咁就大家委員喺上次嘅會議咧都提出就話，睇下點可以加強一下就喺呢個啟德檢討裏面嗰個公眾參與功夫裏面呢，就再加強嗰個公眾參與嗰個嘅活動嘅。咁呢個就係包括喺第一階段公眾參與呢個功夫完成之前 睇下再同呢、這個地區人士咧，再睇下點樣一個公眾參與嘅功夫。咁亦都喺第二階段公眾參與關於呢個概念大綱圖出街嘅之前咧，就睇下再公眾參與功夫方面點做嘅。咁就而最主要嗰個建議做嘅功夫咧，我哋就喺下一個文件喺呢個二叔2005嗰個文件度咧，就即係向委員介紹嗰個功夫將會點做嘅。咁或者我哋到嗰個階段就詳細介紹我哋計劃再喺進一步同公眾參與功夫嗰方面係點做嘅。啊，多謝主席。
好，多謝 Kelvin。咁我哋現在進入去嗰、那個即係想請顧問去簡介之前咧，我再提翻大家就係、是、我希望將佢分開三段啦。咁首先第一段咧就係有關政府佢哋趁有幾個局同埋處嘅八位政府同事喺度，同埋我哋一齊咧，就我哋有機會去對政府提供嘅嗰幾個主要發展項目去更加多嘅了解。咁由於咧，我哋現在係想去嘗試協助去設計一個公眾參與過程，令到我哋能夠做到更加好嘅 OCP 啊，更加好嘅概念圖。咁因此咧，今日咧，我就即係希望大家唔好係諗住去做啲咩決定啊。即係我哋今日嘅目的就唔係想決定係對某一個項目，我哋係有啲立場啊，即係想贊成或者反對。即係似乎我哋問公眾之前，我哋自己決定咗就唔好啱嘅。咁當然，如果大家有建議嘅，有 comments 啊，咁就會好歡迎啦嚇。咁甚至即係我覺得如果大家覺得你我哋應該有個傾向係都幾支持呢樣或者係嗰樣嘢都唔好妥嘅，咁即係呢啲 comment 當然都即係冇問題。咁但係我哋今日就即係唔係個目的唔係想達到啲咩嘅立場啊。咁首先我想提呢一樣。咁另外咧就即係我今日嘅理想咧，我 time management 方面咧，希望兩個小時可以開到啊，即係可以完。咁就咁亦都要即係我哋嘅同事、顧問、政府部門嘅同事同埋即係大家嘅委員，大家共同去努力啦。咁喺開始之前，大家仲有冇咩問題意見 ？Paul，
Chairman， just looking at this list， I noticed that we have presentations by the government bureaus on the projects that they propose to be in Kitech。When will we have the presentation by the government bureaus and departments on the projects that the public has proposed to place in Kitech? For example, the government offices or offices in new office buildings, or do we have any list of like all the things that we need around the harbour? And because a lot of these things are being listed now as being designed for Kitech, public open space, parks and so on,I guess we need a presentation by the government, not just on the things that they want, but we need a presentation on the things that others have wanted in Kitech. And so is that planned for today or some other time? Is there a sequence here?
Yes, we have this in the second part of our discussion item today. On the second and third part, we will be looking at the proposals from the public, including concepts and development proposals.But I must say that there's a difference between those concepts proposed by the public and the first six major development components by the government. Now, we have to recognize, and I guess the public understands too, that the government is itself also a proponent, right? And although that we are asking the public to give all sorts of ideas, but the government, on behalf of government and the public,as the government understands it, has been doing work on developing these major components. Therefore, we are seeking the government as the main proponent to explain on this. Now, as to proposals coming from the public, those of us who have been involved in the first stage exercise would have had some idea firsthand from those proponents. And I understand in the second part, the governmentwe'll also be giving some of their feedback on those proposals.
Okay, I hope it's as in-depth as we get it as for their own proposals.
And there are many steps along the way where we can get those proponents to come to face each other and also the government as we move along. Okay. Raymond, 你話 Iris 去同我哋開始先啊？
或者好簡單講講少少背景先啦，可唔可以有下張？喺各位面前嗰個咧，就或者我少少即係回顧啦。喺去年個九月十一月嗰時咧，其實我哋係進行咗就住呢個啟德個規劃檢討咧，就係第一階段嗰個公眾參與啦。喺做完咗個公眾參與之後咧，喺十二月呢個委員會嗰個會議嗰度咧，咁我哋就向各位介紹咗即係有關收集到嗰啲公眾意見係大概係點樣啦。公眾對於嗰個規劃嗰個理想啊，嗰啲原則啊，同埋有啲咩嘢係可以係喺下一個階段個概念圖嗰度用，咁就喺上一次十二月嗰個會度係討論過。喺嗰個會議度咧，就委員咧就認為就住某一啲主要嗰個發展嗰個項目，咁佢哋希望需要有多啲資料啊，特別係即係嗰個政策嘅背景啦、嘅需要啦、佢嗰個時間係幾時要啦，等等呢啲咁樣嘅問題。咁正正係咁嘅原因咧，咁我哋就即係今日咧就即係安排嗰個會議咧，就係邀請咗有關啲政府部門嘅同事嚟咧，就向各位即係介紹一下佢哋嗰幾個主要項目嗰個政策背景啦、嗰個時間啦等等嗰啲咁嘅問題，同埋咧亦都咧就係就住喺延續上次個會議咧，我哋就繼續咧就係向各位介紹咧，就喺第一階段公眾參與收集到一啲較為即係具體少少嗰啲意見，有關個啟德可以點做，咁就喺另一個部分，我哋啱啱顧問嗰、那個介紹嗰度咧，就會向各位介紹嘅。咁如果委員認為即係有啲乜嘢進一步嘅意見或者進一步嘅資料係想要咧，我哋都可以即係繼續喺嗰度提供嘅。咁過咗今日之後，我哋下一階段跟住嘅工作咧，就係、是、如頭先主席所講啦，咁就個喺個工作會議嗰度咧，就個意見咧就話希望就係一個即係更加再一次嘅公眾參與嘅過程，連同呢個公眾咧一齊去睇睇我哋今次第一階段收到嗰啲公眾意見，到底我哋應該點樣去處置佢咧？咁從而咧就係、是、提供到一啲input 俾我哋去做嗰、那個概念嗰個大綱圖，去進入第二階段嗰個公眾參與嘅。咁呢一個詳細啲咧，我哋會喺議程第四嗰度會再詳細討論嚇。咁其實一路咁做落去嚟講咧，咁我哋希望咧就喺呢只三月同埋四月嘅過程咧，就會就即係因應收到嗰啲意見咧，去擬備嗰個第一階段嗰個公眾參與嗰個報告啦，同埋亦都咧就去擬備嗰、那個嗰、那個概念嗰個大綱圖，希望咧就係、是、可以咧去到即係五月至六月嗰個期間咧，我哋就可以進入到嗰個第二階段嗰個公眾參與嘅。咁呢個係一個好概括嗰、那個即係、就是、工作嗰個流程嚟嘅，主席。咁或者去到呢度咧，我哋想請即係我哋顧問咧，就即係進入去即係、就是、介紹有關即係、就是、每一個嗰個發展項目，收到啲咩公眾意見啦，部門有啲咩嘅睇法啦，同埋即係部門睇下佢亦都提供咗啲文件俾大家，亦都係喺各方面啲有關嘅部門有冇嘢需要補充啊，咁同埋各位委員有啲咩問題咁樣嘅。多謝主席。
Iris。
多謝主席。或者我講一講嗰六項主要嘅政府部門嘅建議先啦。
多謝阿孫先生啊。
係。
咁我喺呢度我就想即係 procedure 我哋就即係建議我哋咁樣做。由於嗰六項嘢咧，就譬如第一項 multi-purpose stadium 啊，第二項 cruise terminal 全部都係一啲大型嘅項目啊。咁所以我哋或者咧就講完一項先至到第二項。咁我就希望大家喺每一項就政府顧問介紹完之後，由於有政府嘅同事即係專家部門嘅同事喺度咧，就我鼓勵大家去如果想了解多啲咧，係可以多啲提問。咁但係我哋就即係比較集中喺個資料上面 clarification 上面。假如有 comment 嘅話咧，我哋講曬嗰六項先，然後我哋先至再去 comment 一下。請。
係，多謝主席。首先是關於嗰個多用途的體育館嘅嚇，咁我哋喺嗰個第一階段嘅公眾諮詢嘅過程之中咧，收集到好多市民嘅意見，關於政府呢個多用途體育館嗰方面嘅睇法啦。咁當然公眾嗰方面咧係對於嗰個體育館嗰、那個譬如個規模啊、選址啊都有不同嘅意見。咁但係我哋得到嘅信息咧，其實大部分嘅公眾咧都會係支持話香港咧需要體育館，咁喺啟德咧亦都係一個適合嘅選址嚟嘅。咁根據嗰、那個呢、這個民政事務局嘅官員俾我哋嘅資料同埋嗰個信息咧，就係、是、咧我哋呢個咁嘅多用途體育館咧係會有一個可以打開嘅上蓋嘅 retractable roof， 同埋咧係應該可以容納咧係超過50,000個觀眾嘅嚇。咁我哋睇翻其實話嗰、那個需要嗰、那個土地嘅面積咧，大約都要超過10公頃。 咁另外譬如包括埋其他輔助嘅設施，好似次場館啊，或者一啲水上運動嘅設施咧啊，就停車場啊咁樣，其實成個關於呢個多用途體育館咧，係會需要到24公頃咁上下嘅面積嘅土地嚇。咁啊，呢、這個民政事務局嘅同事咧，其實就已經擬備咗一個 brief notes 係解釋過有關嘅政策嘅背景啊、需要啊，同埋成個嗰個發展嘅時間表咁樣，就已經喺大家嗰個文件嘅附錄 A 上面係有喺度噶啦嚇。咁啊，根據上面嘅意見咧，我哋而家初步嘅構想咧，我哋下一步咧係會假設呢一個多用途嘅體育館咧係會需要擺喺我哋將來嗰、那個概念大綱圖入面嘅嚇。咁、那個概念大綱圖係自然頭先主席都有提到啦，係多過一個嘅嚇，係可以有幾個嘅概念大綱圖。咁啊，暫時我哋嘅想法咧就係話每一個都會係假設係會需要呢一個咁嘅多用途體育館會擺上去，咁然後再攞去第二階段嘅公共諮詢咁樣嚇。咁啊，或者到呢度睇睇民政事務局嘅同事有咩補充，同埋大家委員有咩意見咁嚇。多謝。
民政事務局嘅係助理秘書長冼柏榮先生啊，有冇補充啊？
多謝主席。咁就頭先各位先生都介紹咗，我哋有一個建議咧，就希望喺呢度呢個嘅概念裏邊咧，就擺入運動場呢個構思，就作為下一步個階段嘅公眾諮詢嘅項目嚟嘅。咁就呢一個運動場咧，就會配合翻即係香港嘅整體體育發展咧，希望我哋可以有一個世界級嘅運動場，令到香港咧可以做一啲體育嘅盛事啦，亦都可以俾一啲好有質素嘅設施咧，就係、是、訓練香港嘅運動員可以喺國際賽事裏邊咧得到更加好嘅成績嘅。咁同埋呢個亦都除咗係作為一啲運動項目之外咧，亦都可以做其他嘅。events 啦，同埋可以甚至可以安排譬如大型嘅音樂會啊，或者係其他嘅文娛嘅康樂嘅活動嘅。咁我哋希望即係睇下其他委員今日會唔會有啲咩意見啊咁樣。
委員有冇意見啊？問題鄧生，
我想即係。了解清楚咧 ，majority support 啊 ，multi-purpose stadium 嗰度啦 ，majority 係即係係邊一係咪地即係 local 嘅 community 啊，一係係即係成個 territory 啊，又係點樣去 majority support 咧？因為我記得我哋喺 workshop 裏邊嗰啲即係喺啲 groups 裏邊 discuss 都有個即係 doubt on 呢個 multi-purpose stadium， 尤其是佢佔嗰個地方係24公頃嗰度。
孫先生或者譚小姐，
其實或者咧，應該咁講，如果有人係即係反對個 stadium 咧，就會好明顯即係睇到佢反對。有人提出贊成嘅咧，一陣我哋 go through 嗰啲 proposals 咧，大家都會睇到即係好即係絕大部分嘅 proposals 都有呢個 stadium 嘅。咁但係有一啲人佢唔出聲，佢 silence， 咁嗰個咧我哋就即係好難話佢即係贊成反對，就係好明顯反對嘅都即係我哋會一陣間都會講翻出嚟嘅嚇，但係就只有係好少部分嘅。
即係嗰句説話，如果係 majority do not oppose， 咁就一定啱啦。
或者補充少少嗰啲意見之中咧，係如頭先阿鄧生所講，係其實有一部分咧，亦都係嘅，都有提出到底話係冇錯，係即覺得應該有個多用途嘅體育館，但係係咪即需要24公頃咧？即嗰、那個意見都有啲意見喺嗰方面係走出嚟。
好，其他問題，好。
Just a couple of questions.Is there full support from the sports community for this stadium at this size? And if there are any objections, what are the type of objections you're getting from the sports community? Would be my first question. The second question is, what is the intended development model? Is this intended to be a PPP and integrated with a hotel project, or otherwise is this going to be a standalone stadium with a large car park around, which basically creates an enormous amount of dead space?When there is no activity going on, or is this part of an integrated sports project with where there is a continuous 24 hours, 7 days a week activity for the people? The third question is, alternative sites, have alternative sites been considered? That is for the HEB, and then for the planner. I guess when we ask people if they want the stadium, we ask them two questions. Do you want a stadium, and do you want a stadium in Kai Tak? So I guess that those have to be answered by two different groups, and we have to be careful with how we ask those questions, specifically on the last one, because we've put it forward as a desired major component, well-publicized with photographs, that we wanted. So there will be a bias towards having it in Kai Tak, because that is what we've put forward in the brochure. Isn't that correct?
The last part seems to be a comment more than a question. But obviously, planning department can answer if you like. But for the first three questions, I guess these are for the Home Affairs Bureau colleagues. The second question, I have to say, that isn't quite relevant for our present exercise. But if the Home Affairs Secretary, Assistant Secretary Mr. Sin would like to answer that, that is fine too. So three questions, Mr. Sin.
多謝主席。咁或者為咗方便大家，或者我都用翻廣東話嚟到回應啦。咁其實就我哋啱啱今年年初咧就成立咗體育委員會，同埋即係喺旗下咧會有三個嘅委員會嘅，分別就係即係社區體育嘅委員會啊，同埋精英運動嘅委員會，同埋體育盛事委員會。咁我哋就都會喺呢一年內咧，就會就呢個體育場館呢啲事咧，會再同佢哋再研究個細節問題嘅。咁但係整體嚟講咧，我哋相信即係個體育界咧都會對呢一個運動場嘅建議咧就表示歡迎同埋贊成嘅。咁至於將來嗰個運作模式咧，就係咪用即係私人嘅參與啊，或者係其他嗰啲模式咧？咁呢啲細節我哋都要即係再要研究嘅。咁至於除咗呢一個24公頃呢個建議之外，會唔會仲有另外一啲嘅建議咧？我哋都希望喺呢個公眾諮詢嘅期間咧，多啲收集嘅意見，然後再作決定咁樣。咁而家係仲未有一個最後嘅決定。
OK。Paul, as to your last question, I will regard it as a why Kai Tak comment. So we better deal with that after we've gone through all of these six. Because the question probably applies to all of them. A number of them.
Sure. Thank you, Chairman. Just to specify that question one more time about the plan of whether this is going to be a standalone stadium or whether there's a plan for an integrated, or because we have to be extremely concerned when we place a stadium that it's basically creating dead space for 6 days of the week, and how do we make it a 24-hour environment? I don't think that question has been answered.
Mr. Sin.
係，多謝主席。咁我哋喺研究個運作模式嗰度都會即係考慮頭先各位委員嘅意見嘅，因為譬如你話真係要私人參與嘅時候，會唔會係有啲其他嘅相應嘅設施，譬如話頭先佢提到酒店啊嗰啲咁樣咧，都會喺嗰、那個整體嘅計劃裏邊一併考慮。
好，其他委員有關呢個 stadium 嘅問題嗎？Joe，
我想問一問咧，即係睇翻 NXA 就已經好 specifically， 其實就唔係一個 stadium 啊嘛，一個 stadium 原來就有大加細 stadium。然後仲有個 aquatic centre， 跟住仲有啲即係其他嘅 facilities。咁其實係我哋而家講緊呢個，即係 assuming a multi-purpose stadium in OCP stage 2。咁呢個即係 multi-purpose stadium 係咪就 NXA 裏邊 describe 嗰個啊？定係都係未決定係咪呢一類型？因為而家呢度又講到有 sliding grass pitch 啊，有 retractable roof 啊，咁都講到好 specific。但係頭先好似聽下冼先生講，又好似又未好落實，咁其實係好落實定係未定，定係其實 rather than 叫佢做 multi-purpose stadium， 只不過係應該 generalize 咗叫做 sporting facility 喺度，而唔係咁 specific 嘅叫做multi-purpose stadium 咧。唔該。
冼先生，
多謝主席。咁其實呢位委員講得好啱，其實我哋個諗法咧就希望係多用途嘅。咁而家 擺喺文件嗰度嗰個咧係即係一個顧問公司嘅建議。咁至於最後嗰幅稿咧，當然即係我哋要即係從個各方面考慮咧，包括嗰個技術性嘅可能性啊，同埋嗰個財務嗰個安排。咁就我哋希望有嘅係即係除咗一個大嘅運動場館，亦都包括一啲即係輔助設施嘅，譬如話一啲嘅熱身嘅賽道啊，甚至係跳水嗰個 aquatic centre 嗰樣嘢啊咁樣。咁就亦都會考慮翻即係頭先另外一位委員提到嘅，即係會唔會有其他嘅酒店啊，同埋嗰類嘅設施，就會係喺嗰個運作嘅模式嗰、那個嗰、那個context 底下再要考慮。咁呢個我哋係希望多用途，除咗係體育嘅運動場館之外，亦都希望個 stadium 可以做其他嘅活動嘅。咁至於即係我哋嗰陣時嘅顧問嘅建議咧，會有一啲所謂嘅 retractable roof 啊咁樣，咁就基本上係考慮翻即係操作一個運動場館帶嚟嘅問題，譬如話啲噪音問題啊嗰啲咧，就希望可以用一個retractable roof 嗰種形式咧，去即係處理咁樣。咁同埋即係 retractable roof 嘅好處，當然就令到嗰啲即係各方面即係各種嘅 activities 可以喺唔同嘅weather conditions 嗰度都可以進行咁樣。咁希望即係解答到各位委員嘅問題。
多謝阿冼先生，我提議不如我哋跟住進入去。